Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I want to thank the members of the media for joining us on this chilly January day. We are here at the site of the Shoreline Apartments to announce that after a year and a half of legal delays, the demolition of this structure will finally begin tomorrow. I am here with Permit and Inspection Services Commissioner Jim Comerford, Buffalo Fire Commissioner William Rinaldo, Deputy Commissioner for Police Joseph Grimalia, Deputy Commissioner in Permit and Inspections Lou Petrucci, and the Senior Vice President of North Star Development Linda Goodman. The city worked with North Star and our law department to aggressively push for the demolition of this structure. And I'm very pleased to announce that the demolition will begin tomorrow. The demolition will take 3 to 4 months, and we expect the demolition to be completed sometime around May 25th, which is Memorial Day. It should happen right around that time frame. I want you to know that the City Police Department, North Star Development, the Matt Urban Center Homeless Outreach Program did walkthroughs throughout the entire structure last night. There will be walkthroughs again tomorrow, and there will be walkthroughs again the following week to make sure that no one is in this structure, to make sure that this demolition can be performed in a way that is safe. I also want to recognize that the Department of Permit and Inspection Services will have an inspector on the demolition site every single day while the demolition process is moving forward to ensure that the demolition is done to the appropriate legal demolition and environmental standards. I want to thank North Star for their cooperation. There were concerns about the condition, the safety of this structure. Every time the city heard concerns, or some of us drove down Niagara Street, we were on the phone with North Star, and that most usually was Linda Goodman that was fielding those calls, with us applying pressure to find out timelines and to find out when the demolition would begin. We are very pleased that we are at the point where demolition finally begins tomorrow. I want to just recognize the work of Permit and Inspection Services that has paid very close attention to this structure and its condition to ensure the health and the safety of the public and the residents that live in close proximity to the building. Now, to provide you with more demolition on the demolition process and how the process will unfold, I'm going to ask Commissioner Comerford to say a few words. He will be followed by Linda Goodman of North Star Development, then by Deputy Police Commissioner Joseph Grimalia.
Thank you, Mayor. First of all, we're extremely excited that this is finally going to take place, this demolition. I know Apollo's been ready to go for a while on this. It was held up because of a show cause order, but we freed that up. And as the mayor said, Linda Goodman has just been wonderful here. I think she had Lou Petrucci on speed dial for the last year here. But every time we called her, she responded. The demolition crew that is doing this work, they're very, very able, very competent. They're going to do a good job. They're going to make sure that there's no traffic problems on the street. Everything's going to be, it's going to be started from here and work their way down, and it'll be minimal headaches, hopefully, for everybody. But we're happy to get started. We're going to create, this is a $34 million project with another 166 units, and probably Linda, I don't want to step on her toes here. She could probably answer better than I do, but again, I just want to thank North Star and Linda Goodman, and also the police and fire. They've been great here too. There's been some incidents here the last couple weeks, and Commissioner Rinaldo's police force and Deputy Commissioner Gamalia's fire and police have been great. So I don't know, I'll hand it over to Linda.
Thank you, Commissioner Kovner. I can't say how much I appreciate working with the City of Buffalo and the mayor and his staff. North Star does work in other cities. We build housing in different states, and this is our home base, and we are very happy to have the partners that we do. This has been an incredibly difficult project. I've been working on this project for about the 10 of the 20 years that I've been with North Star and Buffalo, and we are very excited that we can start moving forward today. This is going to be completed in thanks in part to the city, as well as our good friends at the New York State Homes and Community Renewal that are funding the project. The governor was really focusing on fixing housing that UDC built long, long ago. These structures never worked from the beginning. The construction was flawed. They weren't good housing, and everybody recognized it. It's time we moved on and built some outstanding housing in the downtown core for our city residents. And I am just very happy, believe me, to be here. It's a good time of the year. After our construction of the demolition is over, we're going to move on to new construction. And you're going to see a very similar pattern of the houses that are sitting behind you. And as I said, we're very excited to be here to do this. And I'm going to now turn the microphone over to Deputy Commissioner Gramaglia.
Good afternoon. As the mayor stated, we had Buffalo police officers, crisis intervention team officers, Mad Urban homeless outreach, Best Self homeless outreach that were out here last night going through some of the buildings. They will be back out again tomorrow, and before each of the buildings come down, they will go through and make sure that there's nobody inside any of the buildings that are scheduled to come down on that day. The intended purpose is to get services, get help, get housing, anybody that's in there, to get them services. We're not coming in here just to take anybody out or make arrests. We're looking to get services and help, and our crisis intervention team coordinator and team members will be there to assist. They're highly trained in that regards. Thank you.
So again, I want to thank the Department of Permit and Inspections for its work, our fire department that had to respond to this location on a number of occasions, and the Buffalo Police Department for its work, and the other agencies that have gone through the structure with us to ensure that no one is inside the structure. And if we do find someone inside the structure, we will provide them with the support and services that they need to be safe and healthy. Finally, I want to thank North Star Development for their focus on this project, for their responsiveness. I know that this was not always pleasant for the community or for us. We did put a lot of pressure on North Star. They always answered our calls, and I think this is going to be a project of affordable housing that will be very beneficial to the residents of the City of Buffalo. With that, I'm going to open up to questions that the media has. Yes?
Does anyone recall the Duval project?
1971 by UDC. Yes. So this is all master planned as one site. And again, we relocated folks, and the folks who relocated will be able to come back. They need to go through and do their paperwork for us. There's 48 units behind us, and there'll be 166 units moving down the street. So the same type of design, which was really designed by Tortigallis and Stieglitz-Snyder of Buffalo, to really emanate the aesthetic of the architecture of Buffalo. And as everybody remembers, this used to be an Italian homestead and village, many single family homes, and that's what we're trying to bring back. It is affordable and middle income housing. It is subsidized by the state, but we are going up to higher incomes, so we're starting in middle and higher incomes, and that all meets the criteria of the former residents that lived here previously. We anticipate about 24 months. Could be, if the weather's with us, could be a little shorter. It's a very large project. We are working with the state for several years to gather enough financing to do it all in one phase. It's going to be far faster and easier to do it in one second phase. We did the first one. We did the second one. And it really was when the governor focused. He put a pot of money aside to fix all the Mitchell-Lamas in the entire state. And we're very glad that that money is coming back to Buffalo to fix this housing.
Let's get some other people in. Jim, Al.
As far as what, as far
as the debris and material,
yeah. There, I talked to Sam DeFranks, who runs the Apollo. He understands they're going to have their Tyvek suit on. There's a minimal amount of asbestos in there. It's all going to be wet down. All the dust is going to be wet down on a daily basis. That's why we're going to have our inspectors out here to ensure that. Apollo did the first. They're very competent. They do their due diligence. And we'll have somebody out here every day to ensure that they do it properly. But I can assure you, there's going to be a minimal amount of problems out in the street. The only thing that you'll see is trucks going out, taking the material to the dump site.
Jim, and then back to Dave.
The general contractor is NK Star Construction, and that is a partnership between North Star Building Corporation, RGC, and Callbacks Construction. We have a big bench team, and they're going to be working down, of course, with Sam DeFranks of Apollo, who, again, has great experience and is going to be able to do this to the letter.
Dave, and then over here.
It's a claw. They're going to start with the claw. But they're going to start from the north end and work their way down towards City Hall. And it's great that they have this gap here because they can really reduce the headaches and the disruptions in the process.
Is it just this building facing Niagara Street, or are all those buildings, they're going down too?
No, they're not going down.
Just what you see here all the way down to Niagara Street.
Between Niagara and 7th.
Yes. This is considered an emergency demolition at this point, so they're gonna take everything out at once, take it to a dump site that takes the asbestos. But as I said, there's a small amount of asbestos.
Yeah.
No, there was nobody inside the facility yesterday, and we'll keep going through and making sure that.
In case where you guys are going to be checking every single day the demolition is going.
Yes. Yep, everyday demolition. We'll have our CIT officers and homeless outreach workers out there going through that building and get services if anybody happens to be in there.
One or two more, are we good?
I absolutely consider this a gateway project. The first phase, the 48 units that are behind us, was done in beautiful fashion. It really made this end of Niagara Street more attractive. The second phase, the 166 units, will be done the same way, and I think it will be a beautiful gateway coming into downtown Buffalo along Niagara Street. We always want to see progress happen faster, so we were pushing. We were on the phone with North Star frequently and on the phone with others frequently, and I'm glad that we are finally at the point where the demolition is going to occur, and these 166 brand-new, affordable units, safe units, quality units will be constructed for the residents.
baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.